The second lawsuit is similar to the first in that it rests on Virginia's actions back in the late 1800s, when the legislature and governor at the time accepted the monument and land as a gift. But in this case, the plaintiffs aren't descendants of the deed's signatories, like in the first case. Instead, they're residents and property owners in the Monument Avenue Historic District. They argue removing the statue could impact their property values. Rich Schrager at UVA's law school says that gives them a stronger case.
They are arguing that they are beneficiaries of that agreement and that that agreement should bind the Commonwealth and prevent them from removing the statue.
Schrager predicts that with a trial still pending and a likely appeal, the Lee statue may still stand for a while yet. In a statement, Governor Northam says he looks forward to more legal wins and insists the statue will come down. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.